Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Bayer agrees to acquire Perfuse Therapeutics for up to $2.45 billion, and Madrigal obtains an exclusive global license for a precision siRNA therapy targeting a key genetic driver of MASH. Zentalis Pharmaceuticals announces the first patient dosed in a phase 3 trial, and Brooke Irvin argues that translating real-world evidence into commercial and clinical impact in urology requires more than access to data. Two pipeline-building transactions are making news this week. Bayer has agreed to fully acquire Perfuse Therapeutics, a South San Francisco-based biopharmaceutical company developing PER-001, in a phase 2 trial for glaucoma and diabetic retinopathy, for $300 million upfront and up to $2.45 billion in total consideration, pending antitrust clearance and shareholder approval. In a separate deal, Madrigal Pharmaceuticals has entered into an exclusive global license agreement with Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals for ARO-PNPLA3, a clinical-stage GalNAc-conjugated siRNA targeting patatine-like phospholipase domain-containing protein 3, a key genetic driver of MASH that is highly prevalent among Hispanic patients, for $25 million upfront and up to $975 million in milestones plus tiered royalties. Zentalis Pharmaceuticals has dosed the first patient in the Phase 3 ASPENOVA clinical trial of a potentially first-in-class oral WEE1 inhibitor in patients with cyclin E1-positive platinum-resistant ovarian cancer. The trial is being conducted in collaboration with the GOG Foundation, the European Network of Gynecological Oncological Trial Groups, and the Asia-Pacific Gynecologic Oncology Trials Group, reflecting broad recognition of the unmet need in a patient population where options following platinum failure remain limited. Finally, Brooke Irvin examines why real-world evidence in urology so often stops short of actionable impact, arguing that access to data is only the first step in a much more demanding translation process. Irvin contends that the gap between generating RWE and embedding it in meaningful commercial or clinical decisions reflects structural failures in how data is contextualized, communicated, and connected to the workflows of the physicians and payers who need to act on it, and that closing that gap in a specialty as complex as urology, where treatment decisions span surgical, pharmacological, and watchful waiting pathways, requires a more deliberate approach to evidence design from the outset. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.